A couple of colleagues and I went out for lunch the other day and talked for a couple hours. It was already 2:30 in the afternoon when we noticed we'd better get back to work. The conversation went like this. I said, "Well, gentlemen, let's finish up." But Gareth, my colleague, said, "Wait up, I haven't finished my coffee yet." "And then, you better drink up," I said. My other colleague, Tim, agreed. "Yep, we'd better hurry up. The restaurant's closing up for lunch anyway." "Okay, everyone," I said. "Let's eat up and pay up." I'm Paul Preston, and you're listening to 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. Did something sound a little strange about that conversation? Maybe you noticed that a lot of the verbs ended with up. There was finish up, wait up, drink up, hurry up, close up, eat up, and pay up. Wow. But why is the word up connected to all these verbs? Well, it's not because they are phrasal verbs. In fact, with all of these verbs, the word up is not necessary for the meaning. For example, hurry up means the same thing as hurry, and close up means the same thing as close. So why the up? In this case, up is an intensifier. It gives the impression that the verb is done to completion or to the highest possible point. We use this up as an intensifier often for certain verbs. Some other examples are heat up, meet up, write up, read up, type up, and many more. I think you might hear native speakers attach up to verbs often to give the meaning of completing the act. But don't worry, using up is not necessary. In fact, many native speakers believe that adding up as an intensifier to verbs is completely unnecessary and a bad habit. You don't need to use up. But listen for it. You'll hear it a lot. And don't let it fool you. These verbs are not more phrasal verbs with different meanings. Up just intensifies that original meaning. For a list of some of these intensified verbs, go to the Venture English website and click on the page for podcast 35, Tagging Verbs with Up. And while you're there, send me a quick message or ask me a question. I'd love to hear from you. Oh, and please rate this podcast in the iTunes store. It really helps people to notice the podcast when it has ratings. I'm Paul Preston. Thanks for listening to 3-Minute English.